Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well this beautiful morning and in perfect health and spirit. This morning I'm going to be reading from Psalms and Romans. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them even began. Oh God, how difficult I find your thoughts, how many of them there are. If I counted them, there would be more than the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Psalms 139:13-18. All these things, we have complete victory through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. This morning I woke up with a message. Who told you you failed? Who called you a failure? It could have been something you heard all your life. It could be something you're still hearing. It could be something you told to yourself. I'm a failure. I'll never be anything. I can't do this. This task is too big. Who told you that? Who lied to you? Who told you that that was the favor over your life? You are not a failure. God created you for so much more. In all things, you have victory. All things. The scripture in Romans 8:37 doesn't say in some things a few, one or two, maybe some, but in all things we have complete victory. That's something that you cannot take away. What you call failures, it can't take you away from who God is in your life and how much he loves you and how much he wants more for you, how much he wants your purpose to be. So despite what people do to try to doubt who you are, doubt who God is in your life, doubt your abilities, doubt where you're going, doubt what God has told you, you read back into the scripture and you remember who you are in Christ. He can create beauty for your ashes. Know that your past mistakes aren't your final destination. You have time to change it. You have time to walk in victory and believe who God says you are in his sight, not with your mama, daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife, spouse, grandparents, co-workers, customers, nobody, your enemy. Nobody can speak to life over you that God created you when you were in your mother's womb. And these days we got to say when you were created in the test tube, wherever you come from, you are more than a conqueror. You have complete victory in Christ. Know that. Stand on Romans 8:37. Stand on Psalms 139. And when the enemy comes and whispers things to you, when your mind is trying to tell you something different, remember who you are in Christ. Remember that you have the complete victory. Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing and love, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing and getting ready to do in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the complete victory, reminding us that we are not failures, that we can do all things through Christ, that we have the complete victory in you, Lord God. Lord God, touch our minds and our hearts to remind us of who we are in you. Touch us today so we can be positive leaders today, Lord God, so that we can leave a word for our generations behind us, something that they can stand on when they look at the examples of our lives and what we did with our lives, Lord God. Lord God, have your way with us like never before, Lord God. We're leaning and depending on you wholeheartedly, God. We're leaning and depending and trusting that you, Lord God, who are the King that of all kings that does not lie, we can stand on your word and know that we have the victory, know that we are more than conquerors, and know that this life of joy, life of peace, prosperity is ours for the taking, that the enemy doesn't have a chance or stand a chance in our lives. We thank you today, Lord God, for the victory. We thank you, Lord God, for the complete purpose over our destiny, Lord God. It is you and you alone, Lord God, that created our purpose. You and you alone that created our destiny. So the enemy can't tell us anything. The inner me can't tell us anything because we're going to stand in your word from this day forward, and we're going to walk in complete victory, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go out, loved, and be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be more than a conqueror. Be complete in victory because it is yours for the taking. I love you and have a great day.